They're playing very well right now. You know, when you turn on the tape of the last three or four games, they've been pretty dominant. They've got some physical guys in the front seven. You know, linebacking core, as good as any in the NFL. Secondary with some talented players. You know, Charles Woodson is having a great year again. It's a really aggressive defense. They've been able to create turnovers, and they've also kept people out of the end zone. So, it's a very good defense.
You know, how do you look at all their personnel groupings and alignments? I mean, they have, you know, anything from one down lineman to three or four, and linebackers jumping all over the place. I mean, the recognition factor that you've got to deal with.
Yeah, it's more and more of what you see week to week in the NFL. Everybody's doing some different things in terms of their alignments defensively, especially, you know, with the front seven. There's a lot of different things that you see, whether it's, like you mentioned, one down lineman, two down lineman, three down lineman, four down lineman, five down lineman. They do it all. You know, they give you a number of different looks. So that's something that, you know, we're getting more familiar with as the week goes on, and certainly we'll have a plan to try and counter that.
Matt, where do you start with explaining your guys' success for this year? 8-2, best record in the NFC.
Well, you know, I think we've played, you know, well as a team. You know, our offense has played well in certain games. Defense has done some really good things throughout the year. Special teams, you know, we've had contributions from all three assets of the game, and we've been smart with the football. We haven't turned it over too much. We've been aggressive on defense. We've had takeaways. And we've played, you know, a lot of penalty-free football in special teams and had good drive starts from special teams as well. So when you do those kind of things, you give yourself a chance.
What about that home record for you in your career? I mean, just talk about playing at the Georgia Dome and why it makes it easy for you to get the job done.
Well, it's never easy. That's for sure. We've been successful at home. But what we've done in the past really has no bearing on this week. This is a good football team coming in. Certainly, you know, it's a tough place to come play because it's loud, being a dome, and, you know, our fan base has been great all year. So, it's a good football team coming in. Hopefully we can, you know, get some of whatever we've had going the past couple of years at home to get going again this weekend.
Matt, as you well know, I mean, the big story for years was the Falcons had never put together two back-to-back winning seasons until last year. How fun has it been for you just to be part of this movement, just a change in the culture there where winning seasons, you know, are something that happened fairly frequently?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a lot of fun since I've been here. I feel like we've had a lot of positive energy starting from the top, you know, with Mr. Blank and through our front office and coaching staff down to the players. You know, everybody's shown up week in and week out with a positive mindset, excited to get to work and excited to improve. And we've just tried to continue that throughout this year.
You talk about your old BC buddy, BJ.
Yeah, BJ is, he's a great player. When you watch him on tape, he's playing well. He's really good in their two-gap in scheme and their 3-4 scheme. I know, having gone against him in practice every day, he's a physical guy. He's got a really good first step. You know, he's quick off the ball. I'm happy for him. I'm happy he's playing as well as he has because, you know, obviously we're buddies in college.
Now, what are Roddy's greatest attributes as a receiver?
Well, he's got a lot. He's got a lot of really good attributes. I'd say, you know, his speed and his power. I mean, he's very fast, but at the same time, he's a big guy and he's strong. And he can handle, you know, bump and run coverage. And those two things really, you know, allow him to get open and make plays for us.
How integral has he been in your development as a quarterback in the NFL, having a receiver like that?
Yeah, he's been great. Certainly, you know, as a quarterback, you're only as good as the guys around you. And I've been fortunate to have some really good players around me, especially, you know, at the wide receiver, tight end position, running backs as well. I feel like we've got good weapons around me and, you know, I've continued to get better in distributing them the ball and you know, look forward to continuing to improve.
Matt, at this point of the year, obviously, you know, you guys are 8-2. The Packers are 7-3. These are two teams that for the next 6 weeks, what happens is going to determine playoff seeding, whether they're going to be really high or somebody scrambling to get a bye in that first week. Just how fun is it for you to be involved in a game like this that means so much?
Well, you know, it's great. You know, obviously, at the beginning of the year, you want to put yourself in good position when it comes down to late November and December. And that's, you know, kind of when you separate yourself. And I think both teams at this point have done that. We put ourselves in good position. But again, you know, we have to approach it the same way we have all year and prepare as best we can and not be affected by all of the external things that go with playing this game.
Matt, do you look at this game at all as a chance to maybe declare yourselves the team to beat in the second half of the NFC here?
No, you know, I don't think any of us are worried about those kind of things. I think, you know, our goal is to try and get one step closer to extending our season, you know, playing into January. And, you know, we're not worried about who's the team to beat or anything like that, just focused on trying to get this win.